And I've asked the president if we can pray for him tonight, and I'm going to ask Andrew to pray for President Trump.
Impeachment!
It's the power of Christ that compels you.
Impeachment!
The power of Christ
compels you.
Emotion!
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Over the decades, you find out that it repeats itself.
There's not another administration that has fought harder.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court. And Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
Something new this morning. You're invited to wake up with Captain Kangaroo next.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
On around here. President of the United States. I can't believe it.
As the President of the United States, we all together, you, I think he's having some kind of a breakdown.
It certainly is. What's this nonsense about you running for president?
I was told by a top general, maybe the top of them all, you want a subpoena? Here you go, take them like they're cookies.
Yeah, that means you're not old enough to be president. Take my word for it.
This is a scam.
How come no matter where it starts, it always ends?
My baby got a lot to learn. Come here, let mama bring you up to speed.
Mick, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Good morning.
Why did you say in that briefing that Ukraine depended on investigating the Democrats? Why'd you say that?
Let me explain. Something has happened to me. I can't lie.
Let me pursue that, because I believe that anyone listening to what you said in that briefing could come to only one conclusion. Let's play what you said.
What you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democrat server
Look, everyone, of course we held up military aid so Ukraine would investigate a debunked conspiracy theory. Get over it already. Next question. You don't understand. We do this all the time. Quid pro quo. Money in exchange for personal political favors. Whatever you people in the media want to call it. It's the way things work, y'all. You in the back. So what if the G7 is at Trump Doral? Everybody knows the president is a real estate guy. His businesses are first and foremost in his mind. It's how he operates. It's not emoluments. It's capitalism, people. Well, yeah, of course the president is a white nationalist and my soul has been replaced with a golf tee. Get over it. I mean, George Washington had slaves and the president is a fabulous golfer. Elections matter, people. Next question.
You were asked specifically by Jonathan Carl, was investigating Democrats one of the conditions for holding up the aid? Was that part of the quid pro quo? And you said it happens all the time.
This time it's different. Now I'm telling the truth.
You know, I hate to go through this, but you said what you said, right?
Oh, I'm such a shit.
Okay.
Jordan Faison, swoosh, and that's the game!
Nick, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
And the truth!
No, 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 no. Listen, of course it feels good for me to tell the truth. Like here, now. Wait. I'm not finished. But I will not share with you the lies we come up with behind closed doors at the White House. Forget it. And no, I won't testify. Screw all of y'all.
Just listen for one second.
Are you sure they're there?
Chuck, I speak to Bush. John McCain, I think he's real. I don't think, I know.
I think that they know that you're one of these very rare people who can see them. So you need to help them.
Several months ago, a foreign policy expert on the international level went to advise Donald Trump.
The whistleblower had second and third hand information. You remember that. That was a big problem.
Three times he asked.
But the information was wrong.
Them,
so was there actually an informant? Maybe the informant was Schiff. It could be Shifty Schiff. In my opinion, it's possibly Schiff.
You also said, though, that you might support Japan and South Korea developing nuclear weapons of their own. Isn't that completely contradictory?
Anybody that is opposed to that is a Russian agent.
Nuclear weapons.
So that's a scam that was pretty much put down.
At some point,
Chelsea, I don't know Chelsea.
There's not another administration that has fought harder for culture of life and been a better friend to values voters all across America.
He wants to go to war first.
Let's say second. And hawkish television commentator who the president actually really likes.
Who's a big proponent of the war in Iraq is a
hawk. Who is Mr. Bolton and how will this matter?
I don't know.
Nancy Pelosi to put it up. If she puts it up, it's going to pass. We never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5, 4 years.
Let's party, home.
They never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their life.
If I don't,
they were fighting us.
Honey, the 50s, big old biddies.
So they were fighting us.
We
never agreed. We're in an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization. George Washington, they say, had two desks. He had a presidential desk and a business desk. I don't think custodian monuments. And by the way, I would say that it's cost me anywhere from $2 to $5 billion to build.
Donald Trump as a candidate making a preposterous boast, and that's campaign talk. Tonight the news is that it has become an actual part of a legal fight over whether Donald Trump's accountants have to comply with a law that they have to furnish his taxes to Congress. So fast forward to today, Donald Trump's lawyers in federal court claiming he can't even be investigated while in office. A skeptical judge pushed back.
Just because
the president's claim that he could get away with the shooting came up, and here we go.
What's your view on the Fifth Avenue example? Local authorities couldn't investigate, they couldn't do anything about it?
I think once a president is removed from office, any local authority, this is not a permanent immunity.
Well, I'm talking about while in office.
No.
That's the hypo. Nothing could be done. That's your position.
That is correct. That is correct.
Because it's not a serious legal argument, but it was seriously posited in court. Trump's lawyer, in at least private practice, saying their view is he could murder someone.
Yeah, all right. You know, I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit. The president can't get away with that sort of thing. And the idea that you could make
Sort of thing doesn't rhyme with it.
No, it doesn't.
Appreciate it.
I think people picked it up where it went. But the idea that this is, I think, honestly, one of the most telling moments of all of the controversies, legal and otherwise, about this presidency. They get absolutely apoplectic at the very notion that they have to be held accountable. But at its core, it's what has Lori argued. We just don't think Donald Trump can be held responsible for anything. And he did sort of mention later on, well, you can sort of collect information for a long-term investigation. But at the end of the day, justice delayed is justice denied. And these people seem to believe that if they can stall long enough and Donald Trump can get reelected, that no one will be able to pursue these cases 5, 6, 7 years from now.
Yeah, and I think it on the one hand, can just be some extreme thing that's thrown out. On the other hand, we talk about not letting things become normalized. This is being submitted not in a campaign ad or what is sometimes called rhetoric, political rhetoric and jokes. This is in court. And it tracks with Donald Trump's view. You know, you came out here with a Jay-Z quote about the law. I'm reminded of a more obscure 50 Cent song where he says, I don't want to talk about it, and lists off a bunch of things that he's bragging about while saying, I don't want to talk about it. Maybe that's the only thing that 50 and Trump have in common at a rhetorical level, but the president claims he doesn't want to talk about the fact that he thinks there's a part of the Constitution that makes him like a dictator.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
A breakdown.
Is that right?
No, and it's funny. But this is the sort of typical constitutional flex that Donald Trump likes to do. We know the guy doesn't read, right? It's not like the president's reading on a regular basis. So when he says, "Well, you know, I can sort of get away with these sorts of things, but I'm not really going to talk about it," it is him sending the message not just to his supporters, but to all of the people who enable him in Congress, in the administration, in the Justice Department, that I'm going to act with impunity, and it's your job to protect me, no matter what it is that I do. And the danger of this is you see it in what happened with Congress. You've got members of Congress trying to go into a skiff and going into private meeting.
The law
he emboldens other people to ignore the law.
That's the last thing I want to ask you. Some people might look at this and say, there's a lot going on. How big a deal is this? And so I ask you, as a political analyst, if lawyers for President Obama went into a courtroom and said that he could kill people and it couldn't be dealt with or investigated, do you think that would be considered at the time a big deal?
Yes, it would. I mean, President Obama wearing a tan suit was a big deal. President Obama's birth certificate was a big deal. And I'm very happy that you mentioned this. We can't normalize this. We can't normalize the idea that a president and the people who work for him say that he can operate with immunity. One day, Donald Trump will not be in office. And what we have to remember is that the precedents that he's setting now, whether he serves one term or two, will be followed by other people, perhaps people who are more sophisticated and more dangerous. And we have to call these things out now and hold the people who help him, in addition to the president, accountable.
Trump doing for the office of the presidency. And many of them who are former Justice Department, high-level Justice Department officials, are galled that there aren't more voices in the Republican Party.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. This is Dr. Furious, Thursday night, rocking it live, downtown Carrboro, Chapel Hill, 103.5 WCOM, LPFM, low power FM, micro powered though, radio. We are rocking out down here. And I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. I am Dr. Furious, the Furious George Show. We do it every Thursday. You can check it out at furiousg.blogspot, where you can hear how we get crazy with some of the newest sounds, like that right there, the song Uno by MJ. And okay, that's the instrumental version, but we're also playing some crazy new music from Jacques Green, some other crazy stuff you were hearing, as well as mixes that I have from previous episodes in the background and layered in. You can see all the old shows at furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can hear how we take on the big orange bully and other fun topics of the week and of the moment, and have fun with it. Oh, this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Also, support the radio if you can. Go to WCOMFM.org. WCOMFM.org. Please, become a member. Or become a DJ. or a volunteer engineer, or like the guy who keeps this station sounding so nicely, DJ Smooth Jazz. Yes, that's right, DJ Donald Smoothness. Thanks for all your work. I hope you're listening out there. We are just kicking it. I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey, our most loyal listener. And Carbro's kicking it. We also beat some sounds out all the way on the old school radio wave through all over the place, including the Chatham County, where we are seeing, hopefully the next week, by the time you hear my voice next, we will have stripped down the next Silent Shame statue down in Pittsburgh. As a proud Chathamite, I am eager to see that happen. I was there this week looking at it. Yeah, there's been a big protest against that and other white supremacist uprisings, so we're going to challenge that through direct action and literally democratic action through the Chatham County vote to remove the Confederate statue out in front of Pittsburgh. So this is my little dedication to those folks who are fighting to keep make that happen, and the brave leadership that's going to take it down, like what happened here in Chapel Hill, where we tore down Silent Shame about a little more than a year ago. So that's right, the show is anti-racist. Not just, you know, pro-peace. We are anti-racist. We've been doing this. Furious has been doing some anti-racist stuff since the 90s in Asheville. Actually, before that, of course. But we ran the Klan out of Asheville, literally. And we are seeing some of the same brave work by courageous young kids, young folks, and others, non-violently confronting crypto-fascist Confederate losers, literally. So that's what this show's about. I'm down here in downtown Carbro, 103.5 WCOM FM. And again, dedicating the show to the folks fighting that stupid-ass statue down there. Get that thing out of there. We're going to keep beating into the late night. I'm happy to bring to you some of the craziest cool sounds. Keep listening. I'm furious.
Dramatic scene unfolding in court today as lawmakers for President Trump try to keep his taxes out of the public eye. Today, the attorneys urged the federal appeals court in New York to block prosecutors from getting access to Trump's taxes and company business records. This is a case that could soon end up before the United States Supreme Court. And interestingly, this 2016 quote from President Trump's campaign came back up in court today.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
You listened to this testimony today. Tell me exactly what happened, Athena.
Well, this is all about a fight, as you say, over Trump's tax returns, tax records, 8 years of records that were subpoenaed in August by the Manhattan DA, Cyrus Vance. Now, Trump's side argues that they shouldn't have to comply with the subpoena because President Trump, as president, has absolute immunity. And what was interesting here is you saw that clip played from the campaign where then-candidate Trump says that he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, not lose any supporters. That very idea was brought up by a Manhattan DA, by attorneys for the Manhattan DA's office, saying, okay, so if you have this scenario, are you arguing, if you say the president is absolutely immune from prosecution, are you arguing that he could actually shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and nothing could be done about it? And sure enough, Trump's lawyer responded, that is correct.
To make it stay, I drown my feelings in the sea. They dried out over on the beach. Ritual unions, me in trouble again. I was wondering of a white dress and the mistress, and a spirit holding my hand.
About it, and sure enough, Trump's lawyer responded, that is correct, that is their position. So that was very interesting. There were a number of points that the judges challenged the Trump side on. They appeared very skeptical about this idea that he could block the subpoena based on this idea of absolute immunity. And of course, the lower court rejected that idea. They dismissed the Trump case that was trying to block the subpoena, saying that it's not unconstitutional. They excoriated that claim. They said it was repugnant. They said it was an overreach of executive power. So it looks like there's a lot of skepticism for that point of view. We should remind our viewers that this is all about those payments, those hush money payments to the former porn star Stormy Daniels. State prosecutors want to know if the Trump Organization, which is based right here in New York, filed false business records to cover up those payments. And so these tax returns would be part of that. That is what this all goes back to. As you said, both sides recognize a number of times in these proceedings that the next step for this is going to be the Supreme Court. One side or the other is going to appeal whatever the decision is going to be, and that we expect that process would be fast-tracked as well. But again, this is all about whether the president is absolutely immune from prosecution.
Okay, absolute immunity. Harry, to you, and you heard Athena reporting out what exactly, this line we, of course, everyone remembers from the campaign about I could shoot anyone on Fifth Avenue and you'd still, vote for me. Then the fact that the defense attorney said, he wouldn't be in trouble. I mean, what did you think of the attorney's response, the Trump attorney?
It's amazing. I mean, you took this apocryphal claim and they put it to him and he said, yep, that is correct.
This is like total bullshit. Rudy, Barr, Pompeo, and me are about to blow the lid off this Democrat deep state witch hunt. Rudy has found a document going back years that proves this impeachment thing is a tremendous conspiracy. It's all right there on really old paper and everything. Impeach me, I impeach you. There, I've done it, and signed an executive order that proves it. On the advice of my, totally sane and really, really smart counsel, I will continue to ignore all subpoenas and congressional whining because I am president of America, the most transparent president in the history of forever. I am, so transparent, I commit crimes on live TV, which makes them way less crimey and not impeachable at all. Told you I was a genius. Now, let's impeach Pelosi and the Democrats so we can get back to the important business of building snake and alligator moats. Well, fully booking Trump properties with our Saudi friend.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court, and Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
Something new this morning. You're invited to wake up with Captain Kangaroo next.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
And that's okay between what I lose and what I could have made. I would have made a fortune. I have a place that's in the best location. I'm very good at real estate, very, very good. Much better than you even understand. But I was willing to do this for free. And they would have, it would have been the greatest G7 ever. But the Democrats went crazy. Even though I would have done it free, saved the country a lot of money. Then they say, oh, but you'll get promotion. Who cares? You don't think I get enough promotion? I get more promotion than any
News
human being
in
that's
a
ever
nutshell.
Lived.
This week, the great and unmatched wisdom war. Turkey began an offensive across the Syrian border to rout America's Kurdish allies. This followed the unscripted presidential phone call that shuffled alliances, positions, and people across the Middle East. Old Glory was waving goodbye while Old Ruski moved in to say hello. The commander in phone calls told Turkey's president to go for it. Those Kurds didn't help us on D-Day anyway. Meanwhile, ISIS prisoners made a break for it, and a humanitarian crisis was on the way. America first. But first, be sure to check out the incredible deals, unsurpassed luxury, and floor-to-ceiling windows at not one but two Trump Towers in Istanbul. Back on the battlefield, American soldiers were getting shelled by our Turkish allies, extremist-aligned allies, who were also committing war crimes against our just-thrown-under-the-bus Kurdish allies. But never fear, the commander in phone calls, in his great and unmatched wisdom, will get tough if Turkey does not abide by some as-yet-undefined limit. America first, putting an end to endless wars. It's high time we get our boys out of the Middle East. Which is why we're sending 3,000 more to Saudi Arabia. Good night, and good allies.
They say about my people, the Poles. They say I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
That was then candidate Donald Trump in 2016. Nearly 4 years later, the question of whether the president could be prosecuted for shooting someone is actually being discussed in a federal appeals court. It came up in a case involving Manhattan prosecutors who want to subpoena the president's tax records as part of a criminal investigation. During the course of his defense, the president's lawyer, William Consovoy, asserted that the president is immune from prosecution while in office, regardless of the circumstance. Here's the exchange.
Local authorities couldn't investigate. They couldn't do anything about it.
I think once a president is removed from office, any local authority. This is not a permanent immunity.
Well, I'm talking about while in office.
No.
That's the hypo. Nothing could be done. That's your position.
That is correct.
CBS News legal analyst Kim Whaley joins us now from Baltimore. She's also the author of a very timely book, How to Read the Constitution and Why. Kim, welcome. Great to see you. So, Kim, is the president's lawyer correct in saying a president would be able to avoid prosecution while he or she is a sitting president for a shooting?
No, I think that the answer to that question might have lost the lawyer that particular case. I mean, the appellate judges pushed these hypotheticals to the point of a potential breaking point, and in that moment, the lawyer should have been careful to acknowledge that there's a public safety interest that the government would have in protecting against a murderous president. I think this is pushing against the Trump administration's basically intellectually unworthy position that the presidency itself has virtually no limits. And of course, that undermines our basic constitutional structure where no one is above the law. And that's not a cliche. That's how our system is set up. Every branch gets checked by the other two branches. And in this instance, a president that would murder someone state officials would and police officers would probably take them off him off the streets. It's a little different when you're talking about the president of the United States, who is in office at the behest of the American people.
Get into this with two prosecutors who are real experts on the premise of this transactional foreign policy, saying that because Trump is a businessman, when he's about to sign a check to someone who owes him something, he asks that person to pay up before signing the check.
Both for the president and those folks around him. The question is, from a criminal perspective, what does that do? Is this really a criminal issue, or is it really an issue for, you know, constitutional issue of impeachment? So you really have a misappropriation of money that's appropriated by Congress. And if this wasn't the president who was directing it, I would think that you have, from a criminal perspective, you have federal election law violations, and you might even have violations of making bribes to foreign officials.
So you just listed
FCPA violations.
Well, Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Right. So you just listed off, as a prosecutor might, several felonies that could have been committed that you'd at least want to investigate.
Sure.
What does it tell you that under Bill Barr, the Justice Department's immediate public response to this was that there was nothing to investigate?
It sounds to me, and not really having all the facts, but on a glance, it certainly was enough in the whistleblower complaint to dig deeper than they did.
Accused of doing things you've done, you need Trump, Giuliani, and Barr. Just because you did it doesn't mean it happened. Hands-on personalized investigations. Formerly known as conspiracies, Trump, Giuliani, and Barr make countless appearances and travel the world investigating what they want to have happened. Russian interference confirmed by multiple intel and law enforcement agencies? More like Ukrainian interference covered up by biased deep state Obama operatives. A foreign policy advisor who blabbed about Russian dirt on Hillary to a diplomat. More like a diplomat spying on a blabbing foreign policy advisor as part of a Democrat hit job. So whether you want to enlist a foreign power to make your political opponent a corrupt dirtbag, or accuse the cop who just pulled you over for speeding of speeding himself while smuggling Hillary-approved baby parts, it pays to investigate the investigators. Trump, Giuliani, and Barr, because facts aren't facts until you invent them.
Let me explain. Something has happened.
I can't.
Let me pursue that because I believe that anyone
listening to what you said in that briefing could come to only one conclusion. Let's play what you said.
You just described it as a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
You were asked specifically by Jonathan Carl, was investigating Democrats one of the conditions for holding up the aid? Was that part of the quid pro quo? And you said, it happens all the time.
Yes, but this time it's different. Now I'm telling the truth. And,
you know, I hate to go through this, but you said what you said, right?
Oh, such shit!
Okay.
Jordan fades back, swoosh, and that's the game!
I think they want to impeach me.
For Trump's personal lawyer and taxidermy owl that the dog got after, Rudolph Giuliani. Ever since the original whistleblower report, Rudy has been on TV doing damage control minus the control.
We got an anonymous whistleblower who says that Donald Trump did something wrong. Donald Trump, like Hunter Biden, says, I didn't do anything wrong.
Forget the whistleblower. We have the transcript of the call and the president's remarks on the line.
Wait, before you interrupt me, Howard.
Classic legal defense. Sir, your client stands accused of multiple accounts of arson. How does he plead? Your Honor, the defendant pleads, But Rudy is good reason to shut people up because last week, our old buddy Ambassador Gordon Sondland here testified that Trump personally directed Giuliani to pressure Ukraine. And there's more from Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Perry claims that Giuliani was going around pushing weird conspiracy theories. For instance, Rudy blamed Ukraine for the dossier about Trump's alleged ties to Russia and asserted that Ukraine had Hillary Clinton's email server and dreamed up evidence that helped send former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to jail. Of course, all of Rudy's conspiracy theories have been debunked, and I have a feeling that Giuliani may soon be Manafort's debunkmate. Because he himself. He himself is now the subject of a federal counterintelligence investigation after two of his Ukraine-linked business associates were arrested on campaign finance charges. Now that sounds bad. We should not jump to any conclusions about their guilt. These two men, of course. There's no proof connecting these guys to Giuliani, unless you count the photos of them smoking cigars together, this video of them drinking together in the Trump Hotel, and the fact that Giuliani was paid $500,000 by their company, which is called, and this is real, fraud guarantee. Yes. Fraud guarantee. He even did a little work for their retail outfit, Crime March. So, did Rudolph Giuliani and his fraud buddies lead the president into impeachment by pushing debunked conspiracy theories? Here to tell us is the man himself, Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us. I haven't asked you anything yet.
I know, and your facts are all wrong, so shush it, zip it, and ask me a question.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, how do you respond to critics who say that you were traveling the world pushing debunked conspiracies as part of a scheme to help the president's re-election?
That's ridiculous, Stephen. I was simply bringing the American people the truth about the Bidens. And that's not all. I now have reason to believe that the 2016 election was not hacked by the Russians. It was hacked by Hunter Biden, who was actually a Men in Black style alien being operated by a tiny Hillary Clinton in his neck.
Okay. Wow, that's a bold assertion.
Oh, no.
That is. Sir, that's a bold assertion. Do you have any proof of that?
Oh, not yet. Or ever. I'm not falling into that proof trap.
Well. What exactly were you doing with Ambassador Sondland and Rick Perry?
Well, when you're solving big, spooky mysteries, you need a team. It was Gordon Sondland, Rick Perry, Velma, and me, Rudy, 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 Rudy! Steven, if you'll excuse me, it's time for a Rudy snack.
Mr. Mayor, are you drinking?
Shh, shh. I can't hear myself drink.
Well, Mr. Giuliani, your investigations have caused a lot of trouble for the White House. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton reportedly called you a hand grenade who would blow everybody up. What do you say to that?
Yeah, Stephen, that's crazy. Grenades are used by highly trained soldiers. I'm more like a can of hairspray someone turns into a flamethrower during a prison riot. That's also what happened to my teeth.
I got it. Well, your fraud guarantee associates were arrested with one-way tickets to Vienna just hours after you met with them. And you were also scheduled to fly to Vienna. What were you planning to do there?
Stephen, I'm going to Vienna because I love classical music. And I have reason to believe that Hunter Biden has stolen Mozart's bones. And he wasn't alone. Everyone was in on it. The deep state, Podesta, George Soros, let me consult my research department. The lizard people, Bigfoot, the chupacabra, I know him. We have the same dentist.
Mr. Mayor, it's lovely orthodonture. Mr. Mayor, this kind of behavior is exactly why you yourself are under a counterintelligence investigation.
It won't work, Stephen, because I am counter-investigating them. I've teamed with a new Bulgarian company certified ripoff. They're going to fund my space expedition to get to the bottom of Hunter Biden's business deal with the Nazis in the center of the moon. The mayor of outer space.
The deep space.
They've got my wine.
Sondland and Rick Perry.
When you're solving big, spooky mysteries, you need a team.
A president or anyone in office could arbitrarily use that power to bully individual citizens, to even take their lives, and there'd be no consequences. That just doesn't, I mean, it's kind of stunning we're even at the point that we're having this conversation. It defies basic logic. And even the Supreme Court has acknowledged in the connection with the Nixon administration that when it comes to sort of presidential privileges like executive privilege, the rule of law and the interest in sort of
this is it, man. This is what your grandchildren are going to be smoking.
Cannot weigh the president's prerogative.
Let's smoke this fucking thing.
I'll try it, you know?
I want a vape. Vape, 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 vape.
and he's going to lose it in short order. This is a claim they want to preserve for the Supreme Court, but it's as broad as can be. One person in the entire United States cannot even be investigated or looked into. That is the president. The chief judge presiding said, look, can't we think of this in narrower terms? All the DA is asking for is a third party, not Trump, his accountants to produce records. Do we have to do any more than say that now? And you can expect the opinion to issue on those grounds. And you can then expect Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court, where they've reached an agreement, as Nina says, to do it in a fast-track fashion.
Rick Perry, Velma, and me, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy,
of the Hindenburg, it would have sounded like this.
And the back motors are just holding enough to keep it in place. And another on-time arrival. Oh, the victory!
Case in point, Trump's complete betrayal of our Kurdish allies after his phone call with Turkish President Erdogan. This is so despised on both sides of the aisle that the House voted to condemn Trump's actions 354-60. That is the sort of bipartisanship you only see in, like, naming a post office. In fact, Congress just approved the Donald Trump Syria policy sucks forever stamp. Now, it can be argued that getting out of the endless wars in the Middle East is not a bad thing. I understand that part. But the way Trump did this, make no mistake, who wins here? His buddy Vladimir Putin, who yesterday met with Erdogan to carve up Syria like a Christmas shawarma. So, naturally, this morning, Trump gave a self-congratulatory speech from the White House and claimed others were congratulating him too.
Today's announcement validates our course of action with Turkey that only a couple of weeks ago was scorned. And now people are saying, wow.
Sound, make a feel.
start an investigation into the Biden. China should start an investigation.
He's becoming self-impeachable.
No one is above the law.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
Contact your senators today. Urge them to put country over party. When the time comes, we're counting on them to be patriots and vote to remove Trump from office.
You could charge the President of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office.
Yes.
There's a paper trail.
If it was a secret vote, 30 Republican senators would vote to impeach Trump.
What did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
I can't wait to come back. See you in Ukraine soon.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Support him. And I'm going to tell you something. If the 51% poll that Fox put on that said the impeachment anger is rising against Trump, if it continues to rise, Mitch McConnell will throw him over. These Republicans will suddenly decide, well, we've been conned. How could we be fooled? I'm telling you something. If public opinion is strongly for the impeachment and the conviction of President Trump, he will be convicted in the Senate with the Republican help.
So you listen to the Trump rallies, you think this is not representative of all of America, and you think it's important for us to see that?
No, the Trump rallies are Trump's, his strong supporters. I mean, lock her up, I mean, all the things he says, all the vicious, mean things he says, they love it. There are these people in this country. They're good Americans otherwise, they'll probably give you the shirt off their back, they'll help you if you need, but they have this fixation. They want to return this country to the white Christian country that they believe it should be again. They don't want the diversity, and they follow him for this. But they're not the country. We are a diverse people. We're good and strong because of that, and we're going to come back to that, I assure you.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm Dr. Furious. Rocking out here at Micropower Radio Land. 103.5 WCOM FM, LPFM. And I'm the Furious One. This is Furious George Show. We are part of the Thursday fun down here in downtown Carrboro. It's part of WCOM Land. And we also like to take on the crypto-fascist state that we're in right now. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We're ready to just keep our feet kicking, and we'll do that here for the next several hours in the late night. If you haven't already figured out, the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience.
A breakdown.
For everyone else, sit back. We got more furiousness. It's a pleasure, y'all. I'm furious.